and say, you can do this. How do we do it? Well, I ran an organization, and the reason I looked intelligent is because there was people around me that was more intelligent than I was in the field that was necessary to utilize in society. So I need an accountant. Well, I didn't go to school for an accountant, so I go get me an accountant. I need a lawyer. I don't have a law degree. I needed a manager of the business. I didn't have that. I had to go out and get a communicator. It's called PR. But not just one, because he or she understood coast. I needed the West Coast. I needed the South. I needed the North. So those are four public relations people. But I just don't want to be known in the state of New Jersey or the country of America. I want to stretch out, so I now need someone international. So you got various different languages, the Latino world, the Italian world, the French world, the African who speaks about 300 different languages, Chinese world. You had to bring those expertise in. But then you have to have radio. So you have to bring in a master that understand the 1,000 or 4,000 radio stations out there. Then you got to bring in a journalist. Because you got to look good, man, when you send out your PR. You got to have a journalist that know how to put every word in perspective. Your grammar, when they read it, it makes you look intelligent. But TV, there's 100 million. They say 150 million TV stations in these homes, called addressable homes out there. And you got cable. Now you got internet. Over a billion people has a computer. Blog, tweet, you got to have all this stuff to be able to communicate. And all of a sudden you look good. You say, well, Barad, how are you able to do this? I brought people around me that is qualified. And what you just heard is a man that's not too far from his PhD, but two masters. The grandson of Booker T. Washington. And some of us African Americans don't even know he exists. So he got something to say. Not just by his daddy, but his life he had to live under that pressure. Because those are big boots. I'm quite sure his grandpa didn't leave it where everybody else going to get it but his own type. And so we thank Imam Musa, Muslim Abui, for his outstanding knowledge that he articulates so well. When he comes on, I listen intensely. I learn every time he speaks. Because God says, and I'll quote him, no, it's not coming from me. God says, learn from the cradle to the grave. Some of you think that that means the physical cradle, as babies do. The baby don't want no more milk. Throw the bottle out the cradle. That's why they got plastic bottles. My mama told me that's what I did. She knew I was finished because she heard something break. After breaking up 5-6 bottles, he realized he got to find something different. But the baby knows when they don't want it no more. I'm full. Some of you force the food on, but they push your hand away. They'll mush your face. But you think the baby is not intelligent. It comes out of the womb intelligent. The baby want to zip up their coat, but you want to zip it for them. They turn around. They don't want you to touch them. Why? They're growing. They want to do it themselves. But we ain't talking about that baby. We're talking about the intellectual mind that you're still in the crib and that you don't understand that you have to evolve. Now, why five prayers? Well, it's something I would like to talk about. Those five prayers is necessary. I'm Murad Muhammad. On behalf of New Africa, Excellent Enterprise LLC, Arise Speaks brings you these broadcasts. And because I'm a community, Brother Imam Musa is a community. Donnell Kareem is a community. Saladin Bilal is a community. Eli Obey is a community. And yes, my beautiful sisters, the female, Amira Wazi is a community. Camilla Tajuddin is a community. And there's many more. All these are experts in their own field. And because we are a community, we have to fill in when someone cannot. We're human. We get sick. Things happen. But we're a community. We're not individuals. This is not an individual network. It's a community network. Now, I know everybody thinks because I'm the greatest promoter of all times that I come and take over. No, when I was promoting, I had no help. Oh, my men and my staff, they love me, but you better pay them. Not that they don't deserve it. I paid so well that if I didn't have it, they were still with me. Because why? They knew that they would be rewarded. But that's not what I'm talking about. When you're out there by yourself and you're trying to close hundreds of million-dollar deals, who do you take with you? You surely can't take nobody that's never been on that level. So how do you make these deals happen? Well, you go to your mother. Oh, she sympathized with me, you. Well, where is she going to get a $50 million, $100 million from? You pick up the phone and you call your father. How is he going to help you? Well, what about the friends that you grew up with? They ain't on that level. How about a community that you're a part of? Oh, they don't see you like that. So what do you do? You read. You read where God says his human beings. I saw an argument with the Jews, the black Jews, arguing with a Muslim doctor that knows science, very articulate, dealing with men that don't see themselves as a full man. And it's a big argument. If you listen to it, you appreciate very intelligent men. Quoting scripture, can pick up the Bible and go right to it. But what do it all mean? What do it all mean? It means you're not a part of this world? When Allah says work in this world, we're not a part of this world? So when you get up early in the morning, it makes you feel good. As Imam Bowie said, that was the Edam. So you're crying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who are you talking to? Your five senses have got to come alive. I don't care if no one else is in the house. You're calling them senses alive. I shall do law. How you law, law? You're asking your nature that talks to the spirit to stand up. These words moves you, allows you to come into existence. Everything that we do is for a purpose. It's a ritual, but we ain't into the rituals. The rituals is like doing exercise, but it can't get you or allow you to be guaranteed you're going to win that fight because you got muscles. Good to stay in shape, but you got to go to work. You got to get up and you got to go to work, brothers and sisters. And so we wake up in the morning before the sunrise. And the reason we wake up in the morning before the sunrise and before we see dawn hit, we're praying to God. But what do that dawn means to a man that studies the will of God? That crack of dawn means now you're coming into the light of understanding because you was in the dark. It's dark out. You just come out of your sleep from being what? From the dead. You're thanking God I'm alive. I got more time to beg him for forgiveness. Oh, there's so much I can talk about this for the next 3 or 4 hours, but just give you a general idea. And God's willing, I am going to do that. Inshallah. Is just to understand why these programs are coming to you. Because I came up with the idea that we have to communicate. And we are not communicating to tell you that your religion is wrong. And Judaism, Christianity, Islam, they call that the three major religions. Surely there's other religions, but Judaism was the first. God allowed man to create Judaism. And they learned well. They still study their religion, and they believe in Moses. And Moses brought them the law. That's why the legal field, they are strong in the legal field. But then when the Jews decide to keep it to themselves, brothers and sisters, God allowed part of the Jews to create Christianity. Now, I know you don't know that because why? You don't read. You can't go to church on Sunday and don't study Revelation. You will not get it if you don't study for yourself. You're not a little kindergarten sitting there waiting for someone to read it to you. That's what you do with your babies. But you have to be in contact with God. And that's what they don't want you to know. So what they do is they put up a third party and tell you you have to go through that third party in order to reach God. Well, I want to ask you a question. And this is why common sense, everything, all knowledge is based and predicated on your five senses. Your five common sense. So that means Allah is saying, and Allah means the God, because if you take God and turn it around, it means dog. Man and woman was saying Allah and to man change it. But it's okay. Allah knows your heart. I use the word God. But when I say Allah, you can't not associate it with nothing else. There's no other God but He. So no one will say that they are Allah. If you go in the deep part of the Eastern world, the Christians say Allah. They never use the word God. But it's okay. It's permissible because God knows your heart. You got some Muslims on the Islam says, why you use the word God? Because I'm free, brother. I ain't got to prove nothing to you. Because Allah knows you before you even speak. So hopefully I can bring this to you and try to give you some clarity that you heard from an imam, and he knows the scripture. Musa knows it is not an imam that's a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, that does not understand Christianity. For we says to all of you who don't know that Christianity is the closest thing to Al-Islam. Christianity start off with Genesis and end with Revelation. The Holy Quran begins with what? Revelation. You see the seminary? But if you go find a brother that's out of his mind, he don't want to agree with that, but yet it exists. So the word of God never changes. For the word of God was in the Torah, but they kept it to themselves. If you go look in the Torah, you will find out that they believed they was a chosen people because they understood one God. When there was paganism, Buddhism, the Jews were studying the word of God. Why? They became successful around the world. But when they became selfish of the knowledge, you and I didn't get it. And the barbarians that was running around with 360 idol gods didn't get it. They kept it to themselves. So Allah created Jesus. And he sent Jesus to Jerusalem. And most people think that Jesus came to take down Jerusalem. No. They refer to Jesus as the fig tree. Why the fig tree? Why not the orange tree? How about the apple tree? What about the peach tree? Why did God use the word fig tree? Well, take all those three that I mentioned other than the fig and see how many seeds is in that fruit. What do the seeds represent? Knowledge. So it says in scripture that Jesus is going to cut down the fig tree. And today, brothers and sisters, Judaism has stopped. Those who were born as the womb of the female is Jewish. But they ain't multiplying because they broke their covenant with God. So Jesus didn't go to take down Jerusalem. He went down to cut down the fig tree. So you had good men that understand scripture created Christianity that was Jewish. What the imam is saying. The imam is saying, y'all don't even know where your religion came, but you accept it today. And what happened, it wasn't the worst thing to do. As I stated early, you can accept Christianity, you make it to the hereafter. But read. Read your book so you don't get tricked. And so that diabolical mind, Satan got in and said, these people do not understand just the word of God. You got to give them something physical. So they say they killed Jesus Christ and put him on a cross. And you accepted that. But when you read the Holy Quran, they'll tell you they killed Jesus not. But they had to use something to be able to become billionaires. So you put the cross around your neck. That's what they did when they was practicing idol gods. You see it in your Bible. The idol gods used to have many conventions in the Kaaba. And the father of Abraham, he was the carpenter that made these idol gods. And they came to him and said, someone have broke up all the gods. And we believe it's your son. And what do the books say? Come here, Abraham. Did you or did you not destroy those gods? He said, ask the big one. Because the big idol god out of all of them was standing. He said, don't you be sassing me. You know my God can't talk. He said, oh, your God can't talk? That's in your Bible. So I don't care if you got a small cross or a big cross, it's idol gods. And you talk to it, but it cannot talk back to you. And you think because you have a cross around your neck or hanging from your window or hanging in your house, that's going to protect you. Well, God knows your heart, but theoretically speaking, you don't practice idol gods. That was taught to you by the powers that be, because you know how much money they make off of just crosses? Billions. Then they mold and shape. Now, if I mold and shape somebody, it's going to look like me. But a black man didn't mold and shape this. It was a white man. To give you something to fall in love with. Oh, did you not fall in love with? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. But you don't want a man, but you want Jesus. You're in love with what? A cross that don't even look like you. An idol that don't even look like, just like idol gods. That's the only way you're going to hold their attention. Give them Santa Claus. They ain't going to go for it. If they went for a God being white, that God chose to be a different color than you. Well, that's not a just God, that you in love with a white man. That's God. Or you in love with a black man. How about a Chinese? No. God don't need to look like us. So give them Santa Claus. They went for that one. Give them Santa Claus. And you teach your child. You see that cross? You obey that cross. You see that white Jesus? You obey that white Jesus. You see that priest? The next thing to God. You see that pastor? You can only go through him till you get to God. Oh, my God, and then you wonder why the little children are bending over backwards so the man can molest them. Because you taught them idol gods. I know you don't like to hear this, but if you listen, you have to say, don't that make sense? But your Bible don't say all of that. It's not until they came in and tampered with it called New Testament. Now, if God wrote something, how could it be changed? What man can change God's words? This ain't new. They want you to think because they realize that you might be in the 21st century and you might wake up. So let's make a New Testament. And they alter the words. I can talk about this for the next year, but I'm just trying to give you some awakening that I ain't asked you to leave your religion. I said, study your religion. where did the cross come from? Because they speak about the cross in the Bible. But the cross only represents not a physical cross, brothers and sisters. You take and draw a line vertical. It's straight up. And then draw another line horizontal. It crosses the vertical. Is that not a cross? Yes, it's a cross. So what is God saying? Keep your heart and your intellectual mind on the straight path to God. It's pointed up, upright. Stay upright. But the horizontal is this world. You got to have a family. In order to have a family, you got to get married. That's another story. That's in your Bible. Get married. You must marry. If you marry, then you're complete. Well, how you say that? I'm complete. Well, look at it. Is that not your other half? And why are you walking around here as a half a person? So God is telling you marriage. Marriage bring what? Children. Now, in the Islam, they call it half of your religion. Why? Because there's more into it than just getting married. You divorce all the time. So you got to get married. Now you have children. That's a family. Men have houses all over. But there ain't no family. That's all it is, a house. But when there's a wife and children, that's a home. Big difference. But then you got to have education. You got to have law. And you got to have someone to enforce the law, law enforcer. You got to have religion. Religion without the law, you ain't balanced. You're off the hook. That's why Moses brought the law, to keep you balanced. You have to have industry. We think money is a root of all evil. No, you the evil. Money don't do nothing to you. It's just paper. It's you that makes it evil. It ain't money. But if you're on the straight path of God, that's the crossroad. So all these are important while we wake up in the morning. And so we like to say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the world. I bear witness that there is only but one God. And I bear witness that Muhammad the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the prophet. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And brothers and sisters, I love the full end because this is a communication center. And this communication center allows you that whatever you miss, you go to our library. And you put in Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Mirage Speaks. And you can hear any of these shows. This is what I tell my presenters. If it's one out there listening to us, we're doing something. But so far, over half of 500 people have visited my library. You see how long it works? One day it's going to be 5,000. And one day it's going to be 20,000. There's 8 billion people in the world. Who are you to put a ceiling on what God's going to do? But you got to work for it. He said, first comes difficult, then comes easy. So you have to work for it. So we, the Muslims in El Islam. And why I say the Muslims in El Islam? Because you're a Muslim in Christianity. Just like they're a Muslim in Judaism. But Satan wants you to think that we are separate because we say we're Muslim. But if you just find out that Muslim means one who submit to the will of Allah, so I won't say Muslim no more. Do you submit to the will of Allah? Okay, I won't use Allah. Do you submit to the will of God? Oh, yes. Do you submit to the will of God? Oh, yes. Well, you're Muslim. That's all it means in Arabic. Muslim. Even the Arabs didn't know that name. We are Muslim by nature. Every living thing on the planet
and in the sky is Muslim. They all operate by God's will. Not a leaf fall from the tree without God's will. So you are Muslims. Muslim is the nature of the human being, and Satan can't take that away from us. He can trick your mind, but he can't trick your soul. He can't trick your spirit. He can't trick your nature. That's why it doesn't die. It evolves. You don't die. Don't ever think you die. It's just the ending of this world. You came in this world with two angels, one on the left, one on the right. And you think that the old saying, what's in the dark will come to the light. What light? You better hope it comes to the light while you live, because you can clean it up. We ain't perfect. Allah forgives all those who come to him and beg him for forgiveness. But when you die, your portfolio is shut. And the one on the right, he whispers to you, something told me not to do it. That's the angel God gave you. But that one on the left, he can take you to hell, because he writes everything you do in the dark. You think it's the dark. And that portfolio is red. So when you die, that angel leaves. The other angel stays with you. And you evolve. You leave that earth in which you came in, that house, that soul, and it returns. We have Muslims say, he has returned back to God. And they lose it loosely. Well, where is God at that they return back to, brother? It's not an intelligent word to use to people that don't understand. I don't believe they understand. But they use it. Where is God that we return to? What he is saying, and he probably don't know what he's saying, you returning back to the fitra which God created you. Where's your fitra? Your al-fitra is your nature. And your nature, he perfected it to be perfect. We are a crown of creation. We come from our type, Adam. And Adam was born where? In heaven. That's where my daddy come from. Now, you could talk about this daddy that I entered into my mother and married my mother. Yeah, that's good. I love him. And his grandfather, his great-grandfather. But they never will tell you who your original daddy is. Because they don't want you to be like Adam. Adam was more than just a human being. He was the first prophet. Well, that's another story. But these are reality. This is reality. And on this station, while we come on so much to try to give you an education, you have to read. So I keep saying, you have to read. So you woke up in the morning. What do you do? Well, we who understand, we go wash up. Because you don't know what you did while you were asleep. You could have broke wind. You could have did anything while you sleep because you was dead. You don't understand. So we go and wash out our mouth, we wash our hands, we wash our eyes, we put water over our hair. Not a whole lot. Don't be like these fools taking baths. Because most people take a bath before they go to bed and take a bath before they leave. No, it's just a little bit of water. It's a ritual. And you wash your feet where you walk. And it makes you feel good that you feel you're doing something to show God your obedience. And that prayer is out loud. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now that prayer is our beginning prayer. But when 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock come in the afternoon, the sun is out. When we make prayer, you don't hear us. You know why you don't hear us, brothers and sisters? God don't need you to talk. The lights are on. That's the position of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you don't need to talk. We don't know what prayer you're using, what part of the juice, but we are behind you. And you say, Allahu Akbar, we move. But God don't need you to talk. With all that science you know, you don't talk while lights are on, where people can see you. And around 3 or 4 o'clock, the same thing, called Asr. You got your Zuhr prayer and you got your Asr prayer. But if you look up in the sky, you will see a shadow, Harazana. You remember what Steve Muhammad is saying, that the Ulimas have a problem with, is Zuhr greater than Asr? Well, that Harazana said they're on the same level. The difference is that the 3 o'clock prayer or the 4 o'clock prayer, whatever time of the year, that prayer, means pressure. Also means pressure. Pressure on who? On the ulimas. To keep it revelation alive, because we're getting ready to rescind back into darkness. But we don't make no noise. We just say Allahu Akbar and you say your prayer silent. Now, brothers and sisters who don't know, we just prayed 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Then we go and pray in the afternoon. Then we pray in the midday. And now we get ready to pray and the sun is going down. Why do you think of all these prayers? It keeps you righteous. You know what? I think that I can get over on this girl here. Yeah. So we ready. Ready for what? We getting ready to go to the hotel. But you hear the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Where you going? I gotta go to prayer. Now, 3 o'clock, look, I believe I can get over on this guy here. I'm going to sell him something that, as long as I get paid. But you hear the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wait, hey, man, I thought you wanted, it's time for prayer. But now we don't went into darkness. Now, once you're in darkness, you got to pray revelation out loud. Why? Because they can't see no more. It's dark outside. And so you now do your my great prayer. But that ain't the last prayer, brothers and sisters. Oh, I could break each one of them down, but I got a short period of time. And now you do your Isha prayer. That's before you go into bed. Now, if you consistent like that, that jinn has a rough time trying to get to you. See, on those who don't pray, the jinn, which is y'all refer to as the devil in Christianity, that's another story, but we'll go for that. The devil, he don't bother you who practice idol gods, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He don't bother you. You do whatever you want. But the man that prays every day, the man that understands scripture, he sends hundreds of devils to him. He sends jinns to him. Why? Because he got away. He don't want you to get away. He don't want you to understand why you don't need a third party. Well, go get a 10-year-old and say, how close is God to you? She would say, he's close to me than my jugular vein. Whoa! That young girl knows that? And why in the hell is you telling her to go to another person to talk to God? When you can talk to God directly, close to you than your jugular vein, and Satan got you away from talking directly to God, you think you need someone else. Oh, Jesus. It don't say nowhere in Scripture that Jesus is close to you in your jugular vein. And you know the strange thing about it? We who are in Islam, we see all the prophets, Prophet Jesus, Prophet Moses, Prophet Abraham,
Lot, all of them, including Muhammad the prophet, is one. Because God says in the Quran, don't you differ in one from another. Isn't that amazing? So why do we say Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him? It's like baking a cake, ladies and gentlemen. When you bake the cake, you got to put eggs in it. You got to put flour in it. You got to put butter in it. You know all the ingredients you put in that cake. And you stir it up, you bake it up, and you pour it in a pot, a pan, and you put it in an oven. It's cooking now. When it comes out, you put some icing on the cake. And your child come in and say, Mama, can I have a piece of cake? Yes, can give it to him. Tell me what child said, This sugar sure tastes good, Mama. This flour sure tastes good, Mama. These eggs sure taste good, Mama. If one of those children said that to you, you'll be shocked and amazed. But what do the child say to you, as well as your husband? This is some delicious cake. Never talk about the ingredients. So Allah is merciful. We don't have to give each individual messenger of God, prophet to us, and name them by name. Why you be there all day? But all of them are in Muhammad the prophet. See how merciful God is? He put them all from Adam to Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Lot, you want to name David, all the rest of them. That's another story about David. But all of them are the ingredients of Muhammad the prophet. So we say, prayers and peace be upon Muhammad the prophet, the best example. So Allah don't divide you between prophets. How are you supposed to give this one credit but don't give the other one credit? Study. If you study, you will know it. You would understand why we do what we do. Don't fault us that we put more than $5 in the bank when we was young. Man, we all owe a debt to God. And he don't need your money to pay up. He don't need nothing of this world. But what debt, or what are you going to pay up your debt with? Your debt is your obedience and your love for one another. The more good you do with each other is how you're going to be rewarded in the final day of judgment. And you can only cast that in. Oh, I took care of my wife. Yes, I gave you a beautiful wife. Oh, I sent my children to school and I gave you beautiful children. What have you done for humanity? This is God talking to you. But I know you don't know it. But you see, he gave you intelligence. He gave you common sense. And you now saying you don't use it. Well, that ain't no excuse in the final day. And you got plenty of time to learn the right from wrong. But you can sit there and think, well, Jesus had wine, I can drink wine. And wine had nothing to do with the physical wine. He was just saying if you drunk off of knowledge that doesn't apply what God says, then you become an alcoholic. You become drunk. But he didn't tell you to drink no wine. They tell you that so they can sell wine. Anytime you intoxicate your mind, you're not into your own self. There's women that go to bed, wake up with a man, and say, oh, I was drunk. There's men that do things that they shouldn't have done. They say, oh, I was drunk. That's what's happening now. People are
killing each other over drugs, and they blame it on the drugs. Oh, you got to pay for that. The Holy Quran, if you would read it, it refers to Allah as the creator. And he gave us the creator like the garden for man to engage with his heart. You have to engage in the create into the garden like your heart and with your intelligence. And the sides expand the sky. The sky is expanded like the earth. Look how God refers to how your intelligence should be. And the universe, everything that you have to engage in that God has created you to be. The human heart, a role model as it is in the universe and in the material world. That's your heart. Your heart is big, brothers and sisters. What did Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refer to? God expanded his chest. Meaning you have to love all human beings and put them in your heart. Love them like you want to be loved. Muhammad was a warning to creation. And practice his human excellence. We look at him not as a human. Yes, it's his human excellence. You're looking at what you were, what you're supposed to be, the creator to be yourself. Allah is saying, look at Muhammad and you see yourself, the creation. The creation is God. The creator is God, is pointing you to be something in this world, so he gave your life a warning how you should live as an individual. And that's how you see Muhammad the prophet, the perfect example of the human being. He's no God. He can't take credit of the Holy Quran. He breathes and he walks like us. He talks. But Allah chooses who he pleases when he pleases. And how do you know him is how he operates. The human being's character is bigger than anything he has, because that's the only thing you could take to heaven, not your money, not your ego. You can only take your character to heaven. So when you're kind to your mother, you're kind to your father, you're kind to society, you gain interest, greater interest than the bank will give to you. So we pray five times a day. And then I wake up in the morning. They say that prayer, you can beg for anything. We wake up at 2 o'clock, we make a dua. Oh Allah, I'm going to lay back down, but awaken me to my five senses. Allow me, Allah, to build a community. Allow me, Allah, to wake up my Christian brothers and sisters and those Jews that are listening to us. And allow us to be able to show them what we're able to do with your permission. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah and glorifies his name. He will help you if you call on him. So we make what we call sunnah prayers. Nobody leads us in those prayers. We lead ourselves. The female has a sunnah, and sunnah your own responsibility. God wants this for us. God allows you to come to him. You don't have to go to your husband. You don't have to go to no man. We don't pray to Muhammad the prophet. We pray to the one who created Muhammad the prophet, the one who created Jesus or Abraham. That's who we talk to. Now, you don't have to do it, but try it and watch your whole life change. Then Satan can't trick you with alcohol and drugs and temptation Your morals got to be intact. And I don't mean, brothers and sisters, you're telling every man no. Well, he ain't come to marry you, then, yeah, tell him keep stepping. Because you got to get married. But the Christians believe, oh, I'm going to be married to this woman beater. I'm going to be married to this murderer or this dope dealer. No, that's not what God's saying. Get the hell out of there. Be married to those five senses. Yes, treat them like they're your husband. Well, Allah created all system of knowledge. Man discovered it. He didn't create it. So why are you going to man? Talk to your Lord. Your jugular vein, let someone cut it. You dead. That's the vital vein. Sends blood to all parts of the body. That's why I call it the jugular vein. And that's God. And he can hear you. And serve him as if you can see him. But no, you can't see him, but he can see you. Now, brothers and sisters, why do they keep you away from the Holy Quran? They don't keep me away from the Bible nor the Torah. But why the Quran? It's because there's not a powerful man in this country that don't read the Quran, including your pastors that goes to theology. They have to read the Quran. But they ain't going to tell you that. And they won't read it to you because they fearful that you may learn something and now you'll move on to a higher level. God says read. That was the first communication, read. But God don't need a piece of paper to show you that God don't need no come through a wound of a female. You ever take tell the doctor to show you up your wound? Why would God got to come through the wound he created you? He created Adam and Eve from the earth, And didn't I tell you, you the earth? So he created Jesus from the earth. Mary was the earth. So you got a problem with Jesus? God can create man from the earth, but he can't do it twice. That's a simple mathematics. So anything come out your womb ain't no monkey or ape. You can let them fool you. You can't produce no monkey, and you sure can't produce no ape. You only produces human beings. And Jesus was a human being. So he comes from a womb of what? A human being. Mary said, no man ever touched me. You thought it was physical. She is saying that I talk to God directly, Zacharaka, so I don't need you to tell me nothing. I get my knowledge from God. Well, that's all you have to do is read scripture. I'm telling you now, I can tell you all about the Bible. Because why? I read it. But I know what it means. I know why it says what it says. Every tub must stand on its own bottom. And Islam just puts it clear. You owe a debt to God, so you got to stand on your own two feet. And why did they use a tub? Because tub holds a lot of water. What is water in scripture? Knowledge. Knowledge. You got to come to the knowledge to stand on your own two feet. You know, I thank Allah to give me this understanding. And if I say anything to hurt you, I surely didn't mean to do that. I came on this air to just give you a little bit more on what I have learned. I don't need no piece of paper in front of me. I say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah brings it down my hard drive, and it pops up, and I can read it as if it's in front of me. Yes, that's the truth. Anybody knows me, how in the world can you do all of this? I thank you for listening to me. And hopefully I said something, I split any verse, said something wrong, I'm human. But if you want to stand up and be right and go directly to God, give that credit to God himself, not to me. I greet you from all the prophets to Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Arabic greetings from the Holy Quran, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for listening.